All right, now, Katie Ray, you on now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So all you all, believe me, y'all know each other. You don't have to exchange names. It's up to you. I'm just saying that there's something coming through me. I was inspired, you know, and there's been some energy coming through me. And I had an experience with two brothers and sisters and one with Farasa also. And it's been on my mind. When I was walking, I was moving the sun and thinking about it, and I couldn't stop. Like, it was like water. My eyes was water. I just couldn't, you know, I got too full because of the Creator is moving wonderfully in the earth, and we really are blessed in ways that I don't know. I don't think that we can really explain or we realize the full benefit as of yet. But things are going to be very good for us. Let me tell you that. Right now, let me see. Let me put this arm on, if I can get that to go. Can y'all hear that a little bit in the background?
Yes, I can hear it a little bit.
Okay, I just want the vibration on. All right. Now I'm just gonna let this flow through me, but I'm gonna take y'all someplace, and then afterward, the sister Farasa agreed to share an experience that she and I shared last night, and I'm sure it'll be inspirational to you all, just like it was to me. All right, I am of the essence. I am of the pure green essence. The essence surrounds and surges my being. I am of the essence unto the essence that heals. The purifying essence. The perfect essence. The healing essence. The pure green essence. I accept. I surrender. I submit. Now I want you to imagine that you were standing across the street from your house and you're seeing a bright beam about the diameter of a telephone pole of pure green light, brilliant laser beam light. And when you look all the way up to the sky, you see it has no end because it goes all the way up to Fa'ut. And it's going straight down through the roof in the house where you live. And you're curious as you look at that. Use your imagination to see it. Until you walk across the street and go inside to try to figure out where it's going, and you realize it's coming through the ceiling, and it's actually coming down through your top of your head where you are right now. This powerful green essence, this healing divine essence, is pushing down like a bulwark, like a powerful force, a stream of magnetic current that's pushing down through your head and washing over through your neck, all the way through your arteries and chest, from your fingertips and back around through your torso and back down across your waist and knees. And as it goes out the bottom of your feet, the bottom of your feet start tingling. You can feel them tingle. And the light that's coming in the top of your head is a pure green divine light. But the light, because it's pushing out all these impurities and negative thoughts and any type of harmful bacteria or viruses or anything, mutations or anything, toxins that's in your body, or worries, you know, or blockages, it's kind of dingy yellow coming out the bottom of your foot because it's mixed with all that this green light is pushing out as it surges through your body like a powerful stream that can't be stopped, and it just builds up and builds up and keeps pushing. Make sure that your feet are directed in a way that you're not pushing it down through nobody below you or anything like that. It's a real thing. It's going to be moving through you like that. Divine love through me now dissolve all seeming obstacles. Make my way easy and successful. The force, the purifying force, the perfect force, the healing force, the pure green force, I accept, I surrender, I submit. Now I want you all to imagine a light going around the bottom of your leg up to the knee. Bless you. Bless you.
No.
You all right? Are you all right?
Something like this has hit me.
Okay. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. There's a light going around the bottom of your legs from your knees down in a circle. That's Atum ray. That's a red light. Say Atum ray. Imagine that in your mind. Then the light over that is Atum ray, and it's yellow. And it's going around to the left, that band around the middle of your body. And the top band going around the top of your body is a blue light. That's Amun ray. So you imagine those lights going around, and they're building up like a magnetic charge to current against each other, because they're going opposite ways, and they're building up this powerful energy inside of you as this force of green essence from Fa'ut, directly from Fa'ut, is being directly through the top of your head and washing through your body, through every cell, and even passed down through the cellular level, cleaning out and refreshing and purifying and reinvigorating and rejuvenating you all the way down to the cellular level and even beyond that, giving you energy and making you even youthful and healing you and whole in every way, with peace and security reigning on all sides. You love it and it loves you. It's warm and pervasive. Let it in and open up. Let it flow through you. Now, if you are with me right now, we can do it in harmony.
Moon.
tattooed on a moon, on a moon, on a tune, on a tune, on a moon, moon, a moon, up. Now, I want all of you to imagine that we're walking together on a bright summer day toward a tall building, and the top of it goes up past the clouds. And we walk through the swinging doors, the twirling doors, onto a beautiful carpet stretched out, piled and thick. It's lush with beautiful chandeliers and fixings, lavish, beautiful scents. And there's peace and security, as I said, raining on all sides. And before us, there's this big double elevator. We walk up and I push the button and slowly the doors slide open. And one by one, we walk into the elevator. And I close the doors with the button. And then I hit up. And we start traveling up slow at first. With this ohm sound in the elevator. And this thick pile carpet, and we can smell the incense burning on the altar of the angels of the Creator itself as we get closer and closer and higher, raising up through the plains. We go faster and faster. And slowly, the elevator starts to come to a gradual slowing down, and it just glides to a stop. And the doors, when I push the button, they automatically open. And we step out all together. But this is a new reality. It's no carpet. It's sand. Beautiful crystalline sand. And it's green. And the air around us is green. The temperature is beautiful and the foliage is thick. And you can hear the children laughing and playing in the background on the beach ahead. And as we walk through the foliage out into the open beach, we see them to the left, and their faces are shining, their eyes are bright, and they're looking at us curiously, but they're smiling and they're happy, and you can tell they're full of bliss. Straight ahead of us, there seems to be an ocean that has no end to it. But this ocean is unlike any ocean we ever saw before, because it's pure green. It's pure green. And when we start to put our feet in it as we walk slowly into it, it's again warm and pervasive over our ankles and knees as we slowly go in. We realize that it's not as dense as water, and it's warm, and it seems to penetrate right through our skin and our muscles and all the way through our bones. It's like we're becoming one with this green essence. And as we walk further and further, we're all surprised because we try to hold our breath when it hits our nose. But as I keep asking y'all to follow me and we go further and further and deeper and deeper, you can't hold your breath any longer. And when you let go and relax, you realize that you can breathe better in this green essence than you can in the air. It's even healthier and easier to breathe better for you, because what you're actually in is a sea of Sekhem, divine love, and the healing essence. The healing essence from Fahut in a sea of healing essence, and we're merging into it and becoming one with it, so that anything in your body that you don't want there, or in your mind or your spirit, is ocean is endless and is so boundless that it spreads out all over and it disperses into such small particles that they're non-existent anymore. It just flows through you and purifies you. All of us steadily walk with our toes in the sand, and we see a big log there laying there. And we all sit down, some on big seashells, some on the log, and we just get comfortable and relax, and we meditate on our beautiful surroundings. And there's sea plants there that's growing up out of the floor of this ocean of healing essence. And as the ocean ebbs and tides and sways, you can see the plants flowing backwards and forwards gently with the ebb and tide of the ocean. and tropical fish of many colors. They just swim up to you playfully with beautiful bright colors. They look at you and then they seem to dart away, and then another one comes closer. It's beautiful because they're not afraid of you. They love you. And as we relax more and more and breathe deeper and deeper and allow ourselves to be taken by this green essence, we realize that we're starting to flow and sway just like the plants in the ocean, with the ocean. We become one with the green essence, one with this divine love. We become one with this healing essence, and we're flowing slowly, gently, backward and forward and side to side as we flow. And when we become so clean and refreshed, we feel like we're 12 feet tall. We're renewed and invigorated. We leave all of our troubles behind, and we stand up and turn again and face the shore. And with big smiles on our face, we start gradually walking towards the laughing and playing children. And slowly we can see the green sun through the top of the water as it breaks. And we can hear, as we get closer to the shore, vaguely the laughter of the children playing. And then when we break the surface of the water and see the green crystalline sand again and a beautiful foliage with the big giant green leaves on it, we realize that we're back again. And the children smile at us and they nod with big white teeth and bright eyes with a knowing, because they understand what just took place, and they're very pleased. They're happy for us. And we walk slowly back to the elevator, happy. And we never say a word, but we all feel this exciting energy, this newfound strength inside of us, this rejuvenation, this purification. We feel this energy surging through us and this cleanliness. It's like we've been reborn again. And when the door slide closed, the elevator, when I push the button, it starts gradually dropping down. Slow at first, then it goes faster, faster, and faster. And we become so light that our feet just raise up off the ground very slowly, about 4 inches above the carpet. We're levitating in the middle of the air. And then the elevator gradually starts to slow down, and we gently just flutter right down to the carpet and settle in again. I push the button, and then we come out the door. And then we walk out into the lobby and out to the swing at the doors that go in a circle. But we're not finished. We seem to be someplace else. It's like thick foliage. We're in a garden, a beautiful garden spot, but the trees and the plants are like no other we ever saw before. The leaves are big like the ears of elephants, and they have lotus blossoms on this green lake that's so beautiful and still that you can see the bottom of it, and the stones look like rubies and jewels and emeralds in it, and the lotus blossoms are so big that's floating on the water that we could get inside of them and just let our feet and hands dangle inside of this green essence water like Thumbelina, just like that. That's how big they are. And so we get in them, and we just let our feet and our hands drag in this green essence and smell these beautiful blossoms and just enjoy all this healing essence all around us and admire all the beautiful hummingbirds and all the big giant leafed plants and the beautiful flowers and all the colors that we've never seen before and the fragrances that are all new and so wonderful to our senses that we feel and know that we're in heaven. And then we look up, and there in the sky, there seems to be a castle there with seven turrets on it. And there above, there's a master dressed in white that's bidding us to come up. And we look at each other confused, but how should we come up? And as soon as we start thinking that, we just start floating right on up through the air toward the master. And we land on the deck of this beautiful castle and follow him down a long corridor. And the walls and the ceilings that we travel down are all of green pervasive light. It's warm and cool, and it gives off this not only sound, but the vibration that goes all through our body. And we come to a door And when we open it up, we see a string of chairs there, the same amount as there are people here with us here tonight. And to our amazement, it's all of us sitting down next to each other, side by side, and in front of us, sitting down in a lotus position in a horseshoe-shaped pattern of men, women, and children from all over. And their eyes are shining and sparkling. They're all raising their hands one at a time and asking each one of you different colors, questions about different things. And all of you are answering these questions, this information that's just flowing out of you. And we notice that there's a window up and to the right of the wall, a small window, and the light breaks through a green beam. And it splits, and it's hitting all of us in our left temple, and it's running through our body again with this green divine essence directly from the Creator himself. And as we answer these questions, we get stronger and more purified. And then we gently walk back down the hall, say goodbye to the Master, and float back down to the lotus blossoms, go back down the same trail, into the same lobby. But this time we turn around and come back out through the revolving door again, and we find ourselves back out here in this reality. But remember that that place is always yours. No matter where you are or what's happening, you can always go there. That's your sanctuary. That's your place to be rejuvenated, your place to be healed, your place to be loved, your place to feel the wonders of the Creator, the place that's so big and wonderful that you can get lost in it and just let everything go, and it just washes all your troubles away. That's your place and my personal gift to you this night. Come on, all of us together now. Sister Farasha would share with you all what she shared with us earlier today, and you see why I was so deeply touched and inspired by it, because I was there with her and it was real. Could you recap that for us, sister, please?
Yes, I will. The last couple of weeks or so, I've been out of sorts, and we had a conversation, and I came to you with a heavy heart and telling you how I felt, that I just felt that I wasn't progressing, and yes, things had just been really rough for me. And I was in tears, and I called Brother Amun, and he told me, don't worry, that everything was going to be all right.
Yes.
And so I kept looking at my surroundings and not taking the fact that he said it was going to be all right, and the fact that he is the Messiah.
Yes.
And when I started to put things in perspective, because I was worrying so hard that things that were happening to me mentally, it manifested into sickness in my body. And so I was sick. I didn't know why I was sick, because I'm not the type of person, I don't get sick. So I got sick. I was, you know, missing work. And I felt horrible. I felt horrible. And even a couple of times, I didn't even attend class. And I'd never been to that point. So I said, you know, I talked to myself. I said, I have to pull myself up, because I know,
yes,
in the classes, Brother Amun said, you have to be strong. You can't be weak in this, because this is serious.
It is.
And you can't be weak at all. You have to know that you know that you know that you can do this.
You have to know.
You are one of the 144.
Yes.
You have to know it.
Yeah.
So I went ahead at that point in time, and I was sitting in my in the apartment in the living room by myself, and I just started to cry. I just started, it just came all out, and I just
I did
started,
today.
thanking Brother Ramon.
Yes.
And I just said, I love you. And please
I love you more.
Forgive me.
I love you more. I love you more.
I thank you too.
I love you.
Voice up to him.
I love you. It's all right. I love you.
I know he is the Messiah.
You're going to be all right.
I know he is.
We're going to all be all right.
So at that moment, I said, I'm not going to let nothing get in my way.
That's
I'm not
right.
letting anything prevent me from doing what I know I need to do.
Ever.
Oh, I went ahead and I went to class this past Sunday and I was still quiet, even though a couple of times I would make a comment. And in the class he said that he would come and visit us in the night and
that's
then
right.
he would whisper in our right ear.
Yes.
And so I held that. I held that in the words that he said. I was just hanging on every word that proceeded out of his mouth because I thought about in the Bible when the woman with the issue of blood, if she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole.
That's right.
So when I went to sleep on my left side purposely. I said, because I know he's going to come.
Yes.
And he's going to touch me.
Yes.
And he's going to heal me and I'm going to be okay.
That's right.
I'm going to be okay again.
Exactly.
I would be on the right track. So I went to sleep with that intention. And when I got up this morning, I felt like a brand new person.
Yeah.
I felt light. I felt the congestion, the body pain, everything that was happening, the worry, it was just like it was washed away. It was washed away. And throughout the whole day, I kept saying, thank you for my healing, because you have to hold on to it or the enemy will come to steal it.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for my healing.
I've been feeling the exact same thing. I've been feeling the exact same way.
And you have to hold on to it.
You have to.
You have to. Or he'll steal it. He'll steal it.
You have to hold on.
You can't doubt, like Simon Peter, remember.
We have to confess with our mouth continually our love.
We're
talking about the divine love. We have to.
Divine love's the only reality.
We have to hold on to that because that's
we
the
have
only
to.
Reality. That's my
because
reality.
Because I have so much stuff, negative stuff happening around me too. And I feel the exact same way. My body is so sick and racked with pain every day. And other things going on too. And I'm so overwhelmed right now. I'm sorry.
No, no.
I'm so overwhelmed.
I love you all. I'm overwhelmed. Just know that you all are going to be all right. You're embraced.
Yes.
Believe me that there's peace and security reigning on all sides. And I was sent here as a general mercy from the Creator from you. Just a sign of his divine love for you. To remind you of your oneness with the Most High. It's just that some stranger has crept in and psychologically separated you from the fact of your own divinity, which is your oneness with the Creator, and made you think that you're an individual and that you're cut off and you're separated. But you have to know that when you one with all, that all, when we blend back into the rays, all is perfect. Your spirit is perfect, and it's aligned with your body. And you are perfect at the core of you. It's just that sometimes what we call illness is when our body is out of line with our spirit. And it's vibrations that we need like this to get together in groups of divine love. When I feel these energy surges like this, I have to get in touch with people at certain times like now. It's given unto me to pass this on to you and through you. It's my job. I love you. I love you. I really love you.
I
really love you.
I love you.
I love y'all more. I know we're all one. I love you. Bless you all soul. I love you. It is there. It is there. It's just like I'm using more energy now than when I moved the whole universe for y'all. Right now, it's coming through me to you from the Creator, from Faout Pa Faout. He loves us all, and we're all one in Him. We're all one in Faout Pa Faout. I'm your brother Amun Rehe, servant of the Creator, is 144,000. And I love you all more than you love yourself. And I'm here to remind you that you're more than a conqueror. And you were born winners. And your destiny and your fate was paradise before the foundations of the pyramids were laid and the stars were strung across the heavens. Your name was in the book. And I'm here to claim you. You are mine, and we are one. I love you all.
I love you too. Thank you.
Love you all.
Thank you so much.
Bless your soul.
And
if anybody sees and wants me to move the stars outside, I'll stay right here in this room and move any stars in the sky that you want to look at right now. I'll move the whole universe for you. If you want to be at that confirmation, just let me know. If you feel you need it, I don't have a problem. If you can see the stars, I'll move them for you right now to let you know this is not a dream.
I know it's not a dream.
It's
I
not.
Know. No,
I know.
No.
It definitely is not a dream.
No, it's not a dream.
No. The other thing.
Go
ahead.
I wanted to say I feel the surge of energy running through me, and I know it's time I had to grasp myself for air. Like, oh, wow.
You're a sensitive being. You were like that when I was moving the moon for you that night. I know you're sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that all of you are sensitive like that. They don't know that about you all, but I do. Because it's you all have dynamic souls. But you're in a world that's kind of soulless, and they lack feeling and compassion. And that's why you feel alone sometimes, even in a crowd. You follow me?
Yeah.
But you got to know that you're never alone. All is, you are. You're never alone. You are never alone. You're never alone. And I'm telling you that I'm always walking with you. Always walking with you. I was sent here to be your spiritual guide, to be your light, to light your way back home to the Creator. One love. One divine love. I'm Moon Ray, servant of Creator, yes. To the 144,000. Peace.
Sure.